Welcome to episode number 10 of the podcast, Know Your Audience. See, people who know me, they don't have a hard time gifting me. Five Guys, burgers and fries, pizza, bacon, Coke Zero, books. I'm pretty basic. Some might even say simple, yet I'm specific. But when you don't know someone, you gift generically. You go broad. Gift cards to places like Target or Walmart, because just about everyone can find something they like at a store like that one, right? Everybody can. But to engage your audience, you have to really know your audience. And if you don't know your audience, you write broad, you speak in generalities, you hope to connect. But when you know, then your people get that feeling. You know the one I'm talking about, when someone says, it felt like you were writing specifically to me. It felt like you were speaking directly to me. So how do we get there? Well, over the next series of podcasts and articles on the blog at paulbevans.com, I'm going to be hitting five elements or five ways that we can get there. We can get to that. It feels like he or she is speaking or writing just to me. And I'm going to give you an overview of each of these, and then we're going to get into the specifics later on. And number one is that you share universal stories. Now, these stories don't have to be identical for everyone. They're just universal. There are things that we have all experienced, common experiences. And that could be anything from riding a big wheel when you were a kid. And people may not specifically connect with that, but they get the image, right? Or learning to ride a bike. Almost everyone has done that. So a universal story is something that allows us to feel like, okay, we've got a similar background, or we've been down similar roads. So when we're telling a story that really appeals to people from our background, we're not bragging. Sometimes people say, well, I don't like to use personal stories because it sounds like I'm bragging. Listen, if you're talking about learning to ride the bike for the first time, then you're not bragging at all, because most likely it resulted in a wreck or a crash or skint knees or a bloody mouth or a tooth that was chipped or even knocked out. So we've all been there. Or what about being afraid of the dark? Almost everybody has felt that. Right? It's universal. I remember walking down the street of my grandmother's road and being scared at night, being about 10 years old and being terrified and hearing a sound in the bushes. And I remember screaming out, I know karate, I know kung fu. You know, I didn't know any of that. But we've all been scared and shouted out something that we thought was going to protect us, even though deep down we knew that it wasn't. But it's universal. It's just a universal story. So that's one of the ways that we get the, hey, he or she knows me and gets me feeling. Secondly, you eat together. You don't have to like the same food, but you eat together. Eating and food, I'm going to cover this some in Universal Stories in the first article and podcast coming up in this series. But when we look at this, when we look at eating together, it's when we really open up. When you share a meal together is when you bare your soul a little bit. Or you are a little bit embarrassed because you get food on your shirt, or it's, you know, the juice from the burger is streaming down your mouth, or just the aroma of bacon itself. So sharing a meal. Now you may say, I may not be able to share a meal with my whole audience. You may not be able to. But think about if you're at an event and you sit at a table with a group of seven other people that are there and you're eating together. Well, it really opens things up, right? And then you get to get up and share about that common meal that really everybody else in the room has just had, but you're able to bring those common experiences in. Number three, you hang out. And that can be virtually, or it can be one-on-one. Yeah, occasionally I have people that are on my list that will call and say, or email and say, hey, Paul, I'm going to be passing through Montgomery. I'd love to, you know, catch a coffee at Starbucks. And you hang out and you learn about your audience, or you are in a forum, or you're on Facebook, but you're hanging out together. And you end up understanding what your audience is really like. It allows you to communicate on a much deeper level, much more earthy level, and a much more real level. And number four is you share secrets and even dark truths. This is something that really we're able to connect on such a deep level with, because, you know, we all love the secret or even the dark truth. So let's say that I was in the fitness market or the diet market, and I was sharing with my audience there. I could tell them something that I wouldn't tell the general public. So what would that be? That I work out and exercise, not because my doctor said that it's going to make me healthy, I'm going to live longer, but I work out and exercise because I want other people to notice the change and say, wow, what have you been doing? See, that's a dark truth, right? Because most of us would like to say, oh yeah, I've been working out, I've been exercising, just trying to get in shape, want to live longer, just felt a little sluggish at my age. You know, we make up all of these things that have some truth to them, but they're not the dark truths. So if we can get into those private conversations, the conversations that are taking place outside of the eyes of the public, when we share things in our writing or even from the stage that are a dark truth for our audience that maybe we're a little embarrassed about or even a little ashamed about, but we are the ones that bring it out to the light, boom. That's when people go, wow, okay, he feels exactly what I feel, or she's been through exactly what I've been through. And so when we get to that article, I'm going to share some ways to really get those private conversations out, to find out what your audience is talking about, and then how to bring them up in a way that's okay, that's not embarrassing, and it's not shameful. Then number five, you speak a common language. I was actually working out this morning, and I have bought the CD workout set called The Rack. And the thing that was so funny about it is that the guy that's the trainer said, you know, at this point, the gym guys would go and get their drink of water, or they would rest. Gym guys rest. Rack guys don't rest. What is that? It's a common language. And so in exercise, we talk about sets and reps and things along those lines that are a language that we understand, but everybody outside of that realm doesn't really understand that language. In computers, we can talk about HTML or something along those lines. We were out to eat the other night, and I was with Sam and Steven. And Sam at this point is 19, Stephen is 17, and we were talking about some of Sam's courses, and he said that he was taking an HTML and a CSS course. And Stephen was like, what's that? And Sam was like, well, CSS is, you know, cascading style sheets. And Stephen just kind of, you know, shook his head. Why? Because Sam's talking a different language. It's not a common language except within his circle, except with everybody else within his major. So when we speak that common language to our audience, it really pulls people in. So we're going to cover each of those five. You share universal stories, you eat together, you hang out, you tell secrets and even dark truths, and you speak a common language. We're going to look at that in the upcoming series. But for now, think about your audience, the people you write to, the people you record for, the people you present to. What are their lives like? What are they hoping you will do for them? What are their hopes, their dreams, and their struggles? Because that's how we really get to know people, to share on so much more of a deep level than a surface or a superficial level. And it's where we really begin to make that impact and engage our audience. Until next time, this is Paul Evans for PaulBEvans.com. Hey, speak with passion, or just leave me a note.